Hello, hello, Jackets. Jack Purdy here. Today is, yes, a normal interview in terms of the actual medium of what's happening here, but this is a slightly different context in that if you all have been reading the website or don't read the website, fromtherumbleseat.com is where this podcast originates from. Me specifically, am writing an article series focused on the Olympics and Georgia Tech and how those intermingle and my thoughts and all sorts of ways I can go. Until the Paris Olympics games start, because I will be there for the first week, and it seemed like a fun way to kind of memorialize it and help me get mentally ready for the trip, which will be loads of fun. And part of that mission, one of my goals, is to actually talk with past Olympians from Georgia Tech. And so that is what we're going to do today. Today's guest is Jen Yi. She was part of the Tech softball team from 07 to 10, I believe, and then with the Canadian Olympic team in Beijing. When she was at Tech, she played with Eileen Morales and was part of some really, really solid Georgia Tech softball teams. So a legend in the flats, and then also one of the big names from these Olympics, as we'll dive into as well. I want to thank Nick Santine, who is sponsoring the article, but I want to shout him out here on the audio recording as well. He works for Travelmation. If you ever need any, basically, if you need to go have a nice vacation, Nick can set you up. The link to his website and how you can get in contact with him is on the article page, which I'll link in the description as well. And in terms of programming reminders, we'll have the baseball preview up on this podcast feed next week. I believe we're going to record on Monday because Super Bowl, of course, is on Sunday. So we're not going to, well, I would not let us record on the Super Bowl Sunday. That's just how that's going to go down. So without further ado, here is Jen. And today is a very special interview because we have Jen Yi, member of the Tech softball team from 2007 to 2010, if I'm correct. And for our purposes today, part of the 2008 Canadian Olympic softball team. Jen, I'm really appreciative of you to take time today.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be remembered this many years later. So I'm glad to be here.
Oh, of course, of course. I forgot to give you this question ahead of time before we get into the Olympic stuff. But it's a question I like to ask everyone I've knew that I've talked to that I haven't asked about their Tech experience. When was the first time you heard of Georgia Tech? Or even a first impression?
Maybe as I was being recruited? Well, no, maybe it was my freshman year because I'm a transfer. My freshman year in Niagara Falls, so Niagara University, a small D1. And my roommate's boyfriend, like, was a Yellow Jackets fan. He wore the hat. I'm like, what's that?
Oh, interesting.
Like, yeah, being Canadian, we're very sheltered from college sports.
It's impressive they got your way down that far south too. I've had some friends up there in Ontario, and it's like I've had to explain to them, like, yes, this is what the whole American college sports thing is and all that other stuff. And it's like, yeah. I get how that can be a foreign world in some regards.
Right. Yeah. But coming from Niagara Falls, like, and playing like in the cold for a season.
True.
My next move, I knew I had to go somewhere warmer. So looking south, I guess that's how I found it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you remember any of your recruitment? Like, how did Tech find, or did you find Tech, or did Tech find you?
Good question. I don't remember the specifics, but I knew I wanted to transfer out of Niagara after my first year because I wanted to pursue engineering. It was a small liberal arts college, and there wasn't going to be a chance I was going to make it to a larger school right out of high school. The Canadian thing, like, why would you recruit that far?
Right.
So maybe a little bit of both, maybe a little bit of outreach,
a little bit
of my stats had accumulated for my freshman year. It was still Division I, so a little
bit
of both.
That helps. Yeah, no, that makes sense, and I know it's still kind of a strategy for a number of teams just to see who you can pick out from the smaller schools and
now the transfer portal.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a big time like that. Let's dive into the Olympic part of everything. The 2008 Beijing games were the last ones to include baseball and softball until they brought them back for Tokyo, thankfully. And then I think they might be here for LA. I don't think they're going to be there for Paris.
I don't think they voted yet.
Okay, so that's to be determined. Okay, so we'll see. I was looking at today, Canada had already qualified through the 2006 World Championship, and then you made your debut during the Pan Am Games the next year for the national team.
I remember watching this on TV. Actually, they had qualified for the Olympics or whatever the thing was.
Yeah,
and I was at home. I had not made the team prior to that, and 2007. No, I didn't go to the Pan Ams.
Okay.
That summer was a weird summer where they had selected three different teams, like one for each event. But of course, there was like overlap
Right.
for some players, like especially the older veterans. And I got selected for like the tertiary
Oh.
summer games,
Yeah.
university games thing. So that was my first exposure to the national team. But 2008 was my first year legit making the senior team.
Right, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Okay, how does one make the Canadian national team? Is it similar to the college thing where it's just they see the stats, they see who's just the best out there. I assume they know what the player pool is that they have to pick from and then kind of just scout from there.
Yeah, well, it depends on the country, of course. In Canada, the number of people who play softball at a high level is much smaller
Right.
than in the US. So back in the day, what they would do is they would go to the major cities in Canada, usually Vancouver and Toronto, the Toronto area, and it was like flyers at the softball field, like come try out for the national team,
Wow.
pay your $50, like or
Yeah.
$100, whatever it was. They
Yeah.
give you a t-shirt, you get one t-shirt for the whole weekend. It's like show your stuff,
That's an
and
expensive
that's
t-shirt.
yeah. You gotta, I know. And you get like lots of people coming out of the woodwork at that point because this, you know, at the time the Olympics were like real and very visible,
Yeah.
and everyone wanted to do that. So that's literally how I started in junior high school. I was the kid. My mom would pay the $50 for me, and I would show up to these tryouts. It was very stressful, actually, because
I
lots
can
of people were
understand.
older.
No, that makes sense. I can only imagine if the not even the idea of that happening in the US, because it's just so prevalent. And then imagine showing up in Cat Osterman's right there. Also trying out, like it's just like you have no
Right?
shot.
It's like,
Like
oh my God.
the legends are still. I forgot until I was looking at the numbers that yeah, Kat Osterman also played at the Tokyo Games and at in Beijing too. I forgot that she did the whole stretch and all that. That was really cool to see. I gotta ask about the opening ceremony because I remember watching that. I guess I think it was tape delayed by the time I saw. Yeah, it would have been tape delayed because that was on and that was happened in the morning. But I remember just seeing how insane the Bird's Nest Stadium was and just how legendary that whole ceremony was. And you were, so A, were you in the Parade of Nations? And then B, how much do you get to see as an athlete of that event?
First question, yes, I was in the Parade of Nations. Second question, no, I didn't see anything.
No,
They
that's so
gave
sad.
us a DVD afterwards and be like, this
Okay.
is what you missed. There was a good expression by, she was our mentor. It was like she basically prepped us for what to expect for the games. And the expression was, the opening ceremonies are about you, they're not for you.
Okay.
You are the show.
Yeah.
The TV is panned to your country as you're being announced, but since we did not see all the like
The
the
drum,
show,
right? Yeah,
the
the drum.
drummers,
Yeah. That makes sense.
human,
It was a
all
lot.
the
There
things.
were so many things. There were so many
There
things.
was a lot.
When you watched it back, were you able to spot yourself when Canada walked out?
I think so. My friend who I was watching with, she was like very like, strategic about it. There were like guys in front of us. I don't know what sport they were playing, but they would like wore turbans as a means to be noticed by the camera.
Ah, that's
So,
smart.
like,
That's
if we
smart.
walk near the turban guys, then by
Right.
association, we'll be on camera too. So, I think
Right.
we got like a third of a second of fame.
Gotcha. I still remember the date because I remember that was August 8th. I remember the 8-8-0-8 thing, and then the
888.
tournament didn't start until the 12th. So what's the and then I remember in Tokyo they started before the opening ceremonies. They got that tournament rolling quickly. I think and that so
Okay, yeah.
in this 4 day gap though, what is it just, you just practice for 4 days after the ceremonies?
I would think, I don't remember
Okay.
specifically, but you're allotted like a certain number of practice sessions,
Okay.
and to use the field because you want to get used to
Right.
like how it
Yeah.
shapes and
Yeah.
all the things.
Olympic Village. I'm curious now, did you ever live in the North Ave apartments on campus? Because if so,
Oh,
no, okay.
well, ULC.
Okay. Well, darn, you could have been one of the only people to have gone from living in an actual active Olympic Village to then living in an old one.
Right,
But oh man,
repurposed.
I hope some of our swimmers maybe did that, 'cause they're the ones that currently could fit that mold. Let's talk about the actual games themselves. Once you actually started playing the softball, I think everyone got 7 group play games. Is there something different about play? Did you feel a difference when you're playing in those games versus other international games, or even I assume it feels much different from college games, but at least on the international Olympics versus Pan Ams or World Championships or whatever else there is, does that feel different to you?
Right, so yes and no. Well, one, I was very young and very new,
Sure.
so
Yeah.
it's not like I had much experience playing international softball. So, like, the youthful exuberance and like ignorance definitely got me and was like honestly to my benefit. The less you know, like it's like ignorance is bliss kind of
Sure.
thing.
Yeah.
That being said, you realize that it's the Olympics, and maybe or maybe not, I didn't, I might or might have not been aware that this is the last time that softball was going to be included. So the pressure and the magnitude of the game itself is like amped for sure. There's more people in the stands than you've ever seen. And this is, you realize that it's like very, very important. So normally I'm pretty like chill during games, but yeah, I distinctly remember my first at bat against Chinese Taipei and my legs were shaking. And that never happens.
Really?
Never happens. You kind of like settle in
Yeah.
after.
I wish the only box scores I could find were on Wikipedia, and it's just the basic stats.
Yeah.
But
Kind
at
of a
least
shame.
it does list your name though, because at least for the game against China, tell me if this is wrong, but you had the only run in the game, the home run in the sixth inning. Do you
Did they call
remember?
it a home run?
It's listed as a home run for Canada in this
Okay.
box score. Was it not a home run, or
The outfielder was backed all the way up to the fence, and I think she hit the fence and
okay.
the ball bounced out of her glove.
Oh,
So
okay.
like
So they
it
just
could have
didn't.
gone either way as an error or
Gotcha.
as
Okay.
a hit kind of thing. So if they called it a home run, then good on me.
Yeah,
It was an in the park home run then.
there you go. A crucial one, what, sixth inning, and there was only 5 hits in the entire game based on this box score. Was it, I guess, was it any extra, was there anything extra about the fact that you beat China in China during a Chinese Olympics at all? Did that matter at all in the moment?
Surely, like if I remember there was a pre tournament to the big tournament hosted somewhere. Maybe it was the same venue in China, but I remember them like busing in fans. Like
Wow.
artificially
Right.
artificially like amplifying the scene and of course like there no one's cheering for you in China and you're playing China, so like things like that are really fun like to think about and look back on. Yeah, it was satisfying.
In the end, who won this? Who won this in the end? Japan. Japan won this in
Japan.
the end. Yep. Beat the U.S., which, looking at the U.S. roster, they were pretty stacked. I wish
Stacked,
they were
right?
stacked. Names that, see, Jenny Finch was on this team. Kat Ostrom was on this team. Jessica Mendoza was on this team. Yeah, they had a lot of folks. I sadly
Yeah,
wouldn't recognize anyone.
the hitting lineup was like murderer's row. Once you get past the first two hitters, it's like, damn,
Yeah.
you're just hoping.
No, that checks out. I assume Japan had, I mean, I sadly don't recognize any Japanese names, but they've always been up there as well. So I imagine it was similar.
Ueno carried them for sure. They're just very steady. That's very the
Yeah.
very Japanese styles. You know, they're not going to make mistakes. Good pitching, and they'll score enough runs to win.
Yeah. Did you? After y'all were done playing, did you stick around and do any traveling, or was it just a bolt back home situation?
No, we are like so softball back then spanned the whole games.
Gotcha.
So like regardless of what you did, I think everyone just booked a flight
At the end. Gotcha.
after closing ceremony. So whenever you were eliminated, like you just had time to relax,
Yeah,
or
yeah.
because that's a nice word for it. But you go to all the parties and you go out, and there isn't so much traveling, or I never even thought to do that at the time. But in our case, like the Canadian Olympic Committee, like booked all these flights, so it's not like you really had a choice
Gotcha,
anyways.
gotcha. That makes sense. Did you get to go to the closing ceremonies?
I did. All I remember was Leona Lewis was there, and I could like barely see her. She was on this like pedestal
Yeah.
thing singing. It's hard to hear, but the
Yeah.
opening ceremonies was much better.
Were you? Oh, I'm forgetting. Did, oh yeah, they light the torch at the end. Oh, okay.
They like put out the torch,
Or
right?
no,
They light the torch.
I'm going back to the opening ceremonies now in my head. They do at the end. Okay, now I'm remembering the guy that was floating and running around. To what was your view? Because you had a floor-ish view of that, I assume. The floor or on the ground level
Yeah, we
looking
were
up.
in the infield of the track.
Yeah. What did that on TV? They made it look magical. What do you remember of? Because it's just like, where was this guy coming from? How was he floating? They hid the cords and everything perfectly, at least on to my
Oh,
9-year-old
okay.
self. On it looked amazing on TV. What do you remember? I'm just curious about that particular moment, if you remember anything from it.
Oh gosh, I'm not sure if this is like a fabricated memory or an actual memory,
It's been
but
long enough. Who
yeah,
cares?
I remember like seeing a guy like circling the top of the bird's nest.
Yeah.
I don't yeah, he was carrying the torch
He
and
had the
pretending to
torch.
run, right?
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
that was the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would kill to be there. I would kill to be there. So this run, the games run into when classes usually start at Tech. I don't know if it was still like a
Yeah, I
mid
was
aug.
late.
Yeah, so you're okay, you're late. Okay, so it's still around that mid-August start time. Do you have to like tell the provost, "Hey, I'm gonna be late. I'm at the Olympics," or how does that? That just
Shoot.
seems like such a unique problem to have that they Tech doesn't often run into.
My first 2 years, I was actually over two on being on time to
Oh.
school. So I never even got to experience like the move-in day, you know, like, and
Yeah.
the like older students are like helping you. No, I never
Right.
got to experience that. I was always late, first off. And yeah, it is awkward. You like show up to class and it's like you don't really know anyone
Right.
and you're behind in your notes and you have to like bum notes off of people.
True.
I feel bad because like I'm not lazy, I just wasn't here.
Right. And they and what I mean, you missed, I mean, that's a whole massive bonding time too, just in those first that those front few days of just like, hey, we're all just here now trying to figure it
Yeah.
out and get acclimated to the
Yeah.
fact there's a million strangers at all over the place.
Right. Right.
That's yeah, that's wild. That's what I was an early move in my freshman year, so I had like extra time for stuff like that. So no, I totally get how that'd be kind of crazy. So I mean, you're playing international softball at a young age before most of your Tech career happens. Did that does 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 playing those kind does playing those Olympic games and international games help you at all in any sense of like making the college games seem not say less intense, but just were there learnings from there that you're able to take that you're able to bring into your college games that helped you just perform at a good at a high level?
I think it really became apparent post Beijing, because yes, I had some experience like leading up to that, but like you reach the pinnacle and then you come back down to ACC softball or like midweek games. It's
Yeah,
not even close,
it's
right?
very different. Yeah.
So I guess I had 2 years, right, of college softball left.
Yeah,
Yeah,
oh
that's
nine and
right.
ten, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sad I don't remember that. But 09 was kind of a recalibration of like, what am I doing? I don't know. It sounds bad, but it was kind of a write-off. But 2010 was really like an epiphany or a feeling of, well, damn, this year is bonus. So
Yeah,
I'm just
sure.
gonna throw everything out the window and swing out of my shoes every single time. And whatever happens is gonna happen. So serendipitously, I had a really good year that year. And I really think it's because like I removed all of those mental blockers of
Yeah.
like being worried about whatever I was being worried about and just swinging for the moon
Yeah.
and good things happened.
No, I mean, that's I think a noticeable trend in any athlete that's doing well is they figured out a way to just get rid of the stuff that's holding them back just mentally, and they feel like they can play free and just do what you did and just be able to hit the crap out of the ball, because it's just like
Confidence
I'm
is everything,
right.
not just sports, but it's life.
I'm curious, because you live in the West Coast, so you're familiar with, I assume, the cross country travel, and we got Stanford and Cal joining the conference this year, or next season for the 2025 softball season. Do you have any insight of like how like did you ha when you saw that was going to be the case, did you have any like from your playing days like, oh crap, this is going to be just insanely rough for all the schools? Everyone's got to go to California at some point too. Like Tech's going to go to California. Syracuse has got to go from the top right of the country to the bottom left of the country at points. Do you have any insight of like how that, as a student athlete, that affects you to travel that far for just a few games?
Oh, it kills you. There's no like nice way to put it. I mean, as I was seeing these conference realignments happen all over the place, it makes me sad because it kind of takes away the student athlete part out
Right.
of the equation. Like they're all you really can care about is sports. There's no more energy for anything else. And I would like be destroyed after doing a Vegas tournament or whatever that Palm Springs tournament was,
Yeah.
just one time, like because your body just is not built to perform if you're doing that crazy travel.
Right.
And like Georgia Tech, like we're making engineers here. Like
Yeah.
this isn't easy, even if you don't move from Atlanta.
Right.
So
Yeah.
to ask people to like fly cross country multiple times per year and continue like to keep their grades up is a little bit unreasonable, honestly.
Yeah, the mental load's already there, and then add on, and then there's a high one when you're playing as well. Like I played baseball for 11 years, and I remember many times just like I'd be finishing game. I may not have done a lot, but mentally I was taxed because of just how many things you're thinking of throughout a game. With your at I pitched a lot too, so like I'm like basically running algorithms I don't understand in my head of like, all right, what pitch am I gonna throw and where am I gonna throw it? Like I get how that's draining, and then especially for softball pitchers who may play twice a game and pitch what 10 innings a day maybe at
That's
times
true.
too. So it's yeah, it's nuts.
That's true.
I could do a whole nother side interview just about the tech part. Kind of wrap up, you eventually get inducted into the Tech Sports Hall of Fame in 2021. Easily still have of the most accomplished tech careers. We did a podcast episode a couple of few weeks ago where we named the Mount Rushmores for every sport on Tech's campus, and you made our softball one far and away. Is there anything what sticks out the most about your time at Tech at this point? Whether it's the playing days, the being a student in a new city, like what all what what's I guess been the most important part to you?
That's a good question. What sticks out to me? Well, coming from Vancouver or Canada, and not really knowing what college sports could be, or even like knowing what a large campus could look like,
Right.
that like my first experience walking on campus was like is vivid in my mind because everything was new. It's like I didn't
Yeah.
realize that life could be like this. Like my only exposure to a like quote unquote big school was when I was at Niagara. We would play an away game at Syracuse, and at the time the grass was just so like plush and
Right.
it was green and it was cut and flat. Gosh, like you can play softball on like flat grass. Like I had
Yeah.
no concept of this, but then you go to like I mean Georgia Tech, but like University of Georgia, and it's
Yep.
a
Yeah.
stadium. Like
Yeah.
holy moly! Like I feel like a freaking queen here.
Yeah. Yeah.
This can't get any better. So like to feel like a celebrity, like because I play softball, that's so crazy to me, and so grateful that America loves sports
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
that even like a softball game can be like amplified to like the status was just so crazy and awesome. I love it. I wish Vancouver had some of that. It's just not part of our culture.
How does it make when you see like when the Oklahoma games get massive traction, or just any of those big end of tournament games at the end of the year? How does what wells up inside you when you see those games?
I'm so happy that softball it can be in that upper echelon of sport. Like, as selfish as that is, like, no hate to like the swimmers out there, but like to have our games be on ESPN and have like all the regional coverage this past year. Wow. We're making strides here. This is awesome. So happy that that's happening. Unfortunately, softball and baseball are kind of getting a bum deal on the Olympic front, but at least there's coverage for college.
Ironically, it's interesting because I know, at least for the US, they only send our college guys. But that said, they're getting more views on their actual college teams, at least when they don't play in the games, or if there even is a games for them to go play at. Interesting dynamic. One last question. Do you have, I always ask people what their tech favorite, an identifiable item from tech that's their favorite. So I'm going to ask you, what was your favorite building on campus that wasn't the softball field? And I'll be curious to even know if it exists because they've been knocking stuff down a lot recently. And so there's a shot
Oh,
the
I
building
bet.
might
I
not be
need
there.
to visit again. Yeah. My favorite building?
Yes, that is not surely not the softball field. Cutting that one out.
I spent a lot of time in the athletic building. Lunch. You
Well,
go there,
that's coming down.
lunch. Yeah.
That's coming down in a month and a half or so. They just put the sign up this week that said the building's
Oh,
closed, that the cafeteria is
no.
closed,
Okay.
everyone's out. That's yeah, that's
So they're rebuilding it.
the demo I think starts a
Okay.
little month and a half ish or so, I want to say. So
Maybe that's due. But some of the academic buildings were just beautiful. I would take these classes, and I don't remember what the class was, but I think it was in the computing area, and you could, walk through the courtyard and just sit on this perch, and you could see the track. Is that
Yes, yeah, cl yeah, 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 yeah. By yeah, the biomed quad.
bio? Yeah, okay. So it was one of those types of classes, and it was just so like peaceful to me. Not that I ever like watched a meet from there, but I remember just sitting there just before classes, or with a coffee or something.
No,
And
it is a good view. It is a great view.
yeah.
It doesn't get used enough. People line that wall when there are meets there because it's about the highest elevation you can get if you're not
Yeah.
standing inside the Ford building at the very, very top through like
Okay.
watching from the staircase. But yeah, people don't really use that one that often. Kind of surprised. Well, nonetheless, Jen, thank you so much for hanging out and endearing me with all this Olympic information that I ate up alive. So thanks for so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for the interview. Good job on the research.
Thank you. Thank you.